Does your child have an iPhone or iPad that they use at home and possibly even take to school? Well, it's not an uncommon scenario, but with these connected devices, there's certainly a risk around what kinds of inappropriate content they may be accessing, along with concerns about using the device when they shouldn't be. Well, Perth-based company Systemic is now looking to help parents tackle this issue with a new app called Kirby. And on the line to talk about what it is and what it does is Justin McGrath from Systemic. How are you going, Justin?
I'm good, Andy. Yourself?
Excellent. Now, of course, not to be confused with the cute Nintendo character Kirby with a K, what is Kirby, C-U-R-B-I?
Well, Kirby is a new product to help parents with exactly what you're talking about. Children that are either getting to places they shouldn't get to on their iPads, iPhones and iPods, but mainly being on those devices too long. So a lot of what Kirby does is about reducing their screen time into something that more appropriate to what the parents actually want to have in place.
Is that based on research as to how children are using those devices?
Absolutely. A lot of it's based on our own personal experiences as well with our own kids. So seeing how addicted children can get to these devices, you know, they never want to get off. So we're very much about helping parents put in place some boundaries that then the app Kirby can help them enforce.
So, Justin, what does Kirby do that standard parental controls don't?
Yeah, that's a good question, Andy. The most important thing it can do is prevents access to the internet at certain times of day. So, for example, Kirby works on rules. So you can put on a rule like bedtime, no access after 8:30, for example, things like study time, no access to social media between, say, 5 and 7 p.m. So that's a key thing that Kirby can do that you absolutely can't do using the built-in filters and parental controls that are on the iOS devices.
Right. Have schools been involved in the app's development? I have to ask this because it was just last week that I actually received a letter from my own daughter's school reminding us of their acceptable use policy for kids around mobile devices at school.
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of schools, my own boys' school included, that are moving towards iPads, away from the laptops
yep.
that maybe they've used in the past. And especially with iPads, they use them at school and everything's locked down. There's filtering in place, but the kids bring them home and there's no control. So they can get to any website and they can use them all night if they want to. So we've been working with a couple of key schools around Perth, and absolutely Kirby works with the way that the schools work so that Kirby kicks in when the kids leave the school so that the iPad's then under the parents and Kirby's protection once they leave the school.
So what role do parents play in the monitoring of their children's device usage in conjunction with Kirby then?
Well, the big thing with parents is, you know, you set your own boundaries around how you want your child to be using their mobile device, and then Kirby helps you enforce those boundaries. So the key things are setting those rules, saying, you know, when you don't want your child on that iPad or iPhone anymore at night, and then also deciding maybe some extra content filtering that you don't want your children to be exposed to, some content you don't want your children exposed to. So Kirby always blocks adult and damaging content. But then, for example, a parent could choose to always block things like gambling and video, things like that.
And, of course, so you could set it up, for example, so that you could block social networking or some, I guess, distracting activities when it wasn't appropriate to be using them.
Absolutely. So you can either do those as time-based filters. You might say no social media at study time between 5 and 7 p.m. Or you could just say no time-wasting sites at all.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, what devices does Kirby currently support? It's just iOS at this stage?
That's right. We've focused on iOS, first of all, mainly because when we embarked on this project, there were no systems that looked after iOS, being the iPads and iPhones mainly. At the time. So there have been some other things around for Android, but as far as we know, Kirby's the first one that really effectively works on the iOS platform.
What sort of cost is involved in Kirby, and can it be used across multiple devices in one household?
Absolutely. So what we've done is, first of all, there's a 14-day free trial, but then second of all, when a household decides they want to use it, it's $50 for the year, and that covers up to 5 devices. So we've gone with the idea of a family account rather than trying to charge people for each device that they bring on. We give them a quota, I guess, of 5 devices, which is often enough to handle, you know, a couple of iPods and iPads and things like that that they might have in use in the house.
Sounds good. Now, where can we get more info on Kirby?
We've got our website up and running, so that's kirby.com, and Kirby's spelled C-U-R-B-I.com.
Sounds good, Justin. That website again is kirby.com, C-U-R-B-I. Justin McGrath from Systemic, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andy.